a fifth leader in 50 years, a third in 50 days. Geoffrey Donaldson takes over the largest party in the Stormont Assembly just weeks after the DUP chose Edwin Poots instead of him. But then he defied the party to nominate the other man they both share a constituency office with, Paul Given, as First Minister after the British government promised to legislate for the Irish language if Stormont failed to. The Lagan Valley MP then found himself all alone in the race to be the next leader. He says he wants to unite his party, unite Northern Ireland and deal with the protocol, which places checks on goods and more coming into the north from Britain. Emma Little-Pengally, former DUP MP and former special advisor to Arlene Foster, is with us. Good morning again. Thanks for taking our call today. In what way will he be different to Edwin Poots, do you think?
Well, I think the DUP have clearly been through a period of instability over the course of the last number of weeks and months. Certainly when Edwin Poots put in his challenge, it seemed that the elected representatives wanted significant change. There were clearly some problems there that they felt hadn't been addressed, and they wanted to embrace what they believed to be the change candidate. I think when Geoffrey Johnson ran against Edwin Poots on the previous occasion, they felt it was too much continuity from the previous leadership. However, seeing the way that this has played out over the course of the last number of weeks and months, I think many of the DUP elected representatives will now want a steady hand in the leadership of the party. They will want to see things settling down, a bit of stability. You have to remember that there's an election in Northern Ireland for the Northern Ireland Assembly next spring. So, you know, it's not very long until the election campaigns really start to kick off there. So there's a very short window for the party to get things settle down, get back onto better footing, and I think that's what they'll want to see from Geoffrey Donaldson.
More than half of the DUP, or at least those who could vote, didn't want him as leader last month. How will he bring them on side now? Does he need to, or just allow them to see the error of their ways?
Well, I think Geoffrey Donaldson has been in politics for a very long time. He has a reputation, of course, as being somebody who does reach out, not just to fellow unionists, but I think across much wider in terms of the political sphere. He is somebody who has been involved in negotiations and agreements for many, many years in Northern Ireland. He's got good relationships, I think, both in London and in Dublin. So look, he's got a track record of being that type of person to be able to bring people together. He is not a particularly confrontational individual, albeit that I think that's in the context where he does stand up for what he believes in, and he does take a very strong position on those issues. But he has a reputation of being able to reach out, and I think the important thing for him would be to apply that in the first instance, and indeed immediately, to his colleagues, who I think many of them are feeling very bruised about what has happened. I think one of the key things about the previous leadership contest was that it wasn't the case that Geoffrey was particularly disliked by those who didn't vote in favour of him. I think they felt that he wouldn't make the same radical changes that perhaps Edwin Poots was promising. But of course, as we know now, Edwin Poots didn't deliver on those radical changes quickly, or basically in the time frame they'd wanted, albeit in the first 3 weeks of his leadership. So, I do sense that, you know, he's coming into this where the elected members in particular do want to be led by a leader who's going to show that type of stability and who will reach out. So look, I don't think that he's coming into a situation where they're going to be opposed to him in that regard.
Okay. Do you think he'll use the protocol as a bargaining chip in putting himself forward, or anyone else, as First Minister? Is he willing to collapse Stormont?
Well, I think for unionist politics in Northern Ireland, I don't think the protocol is a bargaining chip. I think it is much more of a huge challenge, mainly because it is an issue where people on the ground across, unionists on the ground, right across every unionist political party in Northern Ireland are very unhappy with it. They're seeing the impact of the protocol, particularly in relation to consumer choice and the diversion of trade from goods coming from Great Britain to Northern Ireland to suppliers are starting to seek those goods from other markets, for example. So people are seeing the impact of the protocol on a day-to-day basis. Unionists, as I said, across all of the unionist parties are very unhappy about that.
Yes.
So that is something that Geoffrey Donaldson, as leader, will have to listen to. I know he's got strong views on the protocol as well, but you know, this is an issue which is causing significant discontent and unrest in Northern Ireland. And I think very much feeding into a sense with unionism in general, that the issues that are important to unionism are being disregarded, both, I think, in terms of London, but certainly also in Dublin and in the European Union. And that type of instability is not good for the future of Northern Ireland. So it does need to be resolved, and I think it will be very much up there in the urgent issues in Geoffrey Donaldson's inbox when he comes in as DUP leader.
Emma Little-Pengelly, former DUP MP, former special advisor to Arlene Foster, thank you for speaking to us.